This is Jeff Bishop, and I have Darcy and Holly with me here on Main Menu this week. And to wrap up our presentation all about Mac and VoiceOver and all things related to Apple, I thought it would be a great idea to bring on two people who are actually becoming quite the Mac aficionados with VoiceOver within the blindness community. In fact, they even have a podcast about using the Mac and using VoiceOver. And let's welcome Darcy and Holly. Hi, guys.
Hi.
So let's start from the beginning. And why did you decide to get a Mac?
Well, I've been excited about the idea of the Mac for a long time. And I know whenever I would hear people who are excited, it seemed like the people who use the Macs really liked them. Like, they were really passionate about the Macs. And when it finally came out that there was going to be a screen reader, I thought, you know, this is going to be great because it's going to be built right into the operating system. You don't need to buy another screen reader. It's right there for you. And I was really excited about it.
I, at first, was a little skeptical because, you know, you start out thinking, well, you know, is it going to be as good? It's new, that kind of thing. And as I heard about it, and as I actually got to play with one about a year ago, and once I saw one and once I played with one, I was just like, wow, this is amazing. And I wanted one after that. Like, I was really excited about it and saved the money and bought one shortly after that. I really, like Darcy said, I really like the idea of it being built into the operating system because it's, you know, quite a bit cheaper than, it's a cheap, pretty cheap solution overall.
Right. Now, what did you guys decide to buy?
We each bought MacBooks.
MacBooks.
Which a MacBook, for people who may not know, is the one of the new Intel Macs, and it's their kind of consumer level laptop.
How much was the MacBook?
The base price. What is it?
$1099 for like the base model.
The base model.
We got ours was the second highest, and then we added some extra RAM and stuff. It was
and
about
a bigger hard drive, so.
About $1,500.
Not bad.
But yeah, definitely cheap. But if you actually, you can buy, if you have, you know, a keyboard and a mouse and a screen and everything, you can buy a Mac Mini for, what is it, like $499, $599?
I think it's $699 now.
Is it gone up? But anyway, if you have, you know, all that stuff already, you can buy a Mac
Mini. But
even
if you don't, it's still, like, if you just want a little, like a tower-type computer, like a desktop, you know, there, and you have to buy the keyboard and the mouse and stuff, it's still cheaper. Than like buying a Windows laptop or Windows
buying
desktop,
a Windows desktop
and a screen reader and everything, it's still a
sure.
little cheaper.
Yeah,
so you get into the Mac for about $700, basically.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
And
yeah.
One thing that's kind of interesting is, you know, they say next spring when Leopard comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, I think historically that to buy an upgraded to the operating system has been like $129. So basically, you can think about it as, you know, you pay $130, you get an upgrade. You get an upgraded screen reader, plus you get an upgraded operating system and a bunch of new software. So
it's
a pretty good deal.
It's your SMA upgrade, basically.
Yeah, pretty good deal.
So,
well, very good.
It's definitely worth looking at for anyone who's you know, thinking about it. I would recommend anyone give it a shot.
Now, you guys are using Skype on the Mac right now, right?
Yes, with the internal microphone.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good, really. And can you tell us what other applications are you using? Because one of the things that I've gotten some emails from listeners as we presented this series on the Mac, asking, you know, what about other mainstream applications? In other words, do you feel that the Mac is ready for, say, a corporate, you know, type environment, you know, with word processing and spreadsheets and this type of thing? Can you address that at all at this point?
I think, well, the new version is coming out soon, like Leopard is coming out soon, so I don't know what that's going to have. But as of now, I don't think there's a spreadsheet application. Now, the text edit that comes with the Mac does quite a bit of your main word processing, like you can do Word documents and that sort of thing with text edit. You can't do tables, I don't think, with text edit, but for the most part, it works as a really good word processor.
Maybe in the corporate setting. You know, it's really hard to say, but definitely for a home user or a student, I would have no hesitation about
Mac. Oh, definitely.
Because
we use Mail, we use Safari, we use Skype, obviously.
There's a program that we've been using a lot called Fire, which is an all-purpose messaging client. Like, you can use MSN, AIM, Yahoo, ICQ.
Oh, great, and that works.
Oh, it works great. It's probably, of all the messaging programs I've used, it, you know, on Windows, on Linux, on the Mac, whatever, I like it best of all, actually.
And there is a sound editing program that we haven't tried it yet because we're just getting into it, but there is one that works. There are a couple that actually work, so there's that aspect as well.
At the Worldwide Developer Conference for the Mac, Steve Jobs presented some really compelling information about VoiceOver. Did any of you actually get to watch that presentation? And if so, can you tell us what we might expect to see in the next edition of the Mac operating system?
Steve Jobs, one of the big things of that conference every year is his keynote. And he kind of talks about, you know, what Apple's doing this year and their big things. And he listed, you know, 10 things that to expect in Leopard. And one of the things that I know a lot of people were impressed about was the fact that as one of his 10 points of enhancements to the Mac OS was improvements to VoiceOver.
So yes, we thought, you know, even Braille support.
Yeah, right. Braille we were support. Pretty excited about that because we kind of felt like it was sort of, I mean, they didn't give a lot of information, but I kind of didn't expect anything. So I was pretty excited that he actually mentioned VoiceOver in his keynote. That was impressive to me.
Now, one of the things that people have been concerned about from the beginning, and apparently this is really maybe not an issue anymore, is that many people have been concerned about Apple's commitment to VoiceOver. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in other words, was this simply just a stopgap measure? Was it simply something like Microsoft did with Narrator, you know, to say that, hey, we provided a solution, so we're now 508 compliant. And you know, you can get into, you know, federal government and contracts and such.
Right.
Do you really think, as Mac users, that Apple really is addressing this concern within the community?
I think so, because I think otherwise they wouldn't have mentioned it in the keynote. Like,
yeah,
I think
there wouldn't be new features.
Yeah, I mean, that in my mind kind of proved that they were committed to it.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Narrator. As far as I know, Narrator hasn't changed since Windows 2000. You know, there's nothing. I don't know if there's anything new in Vista or not, but as far as, like, you know, there's nothing new, and you know, they're adding new stuff to VoiceOver in this release,
and I saw too mentioned on the website. This wasn't in the keynote, but they mentioned more navigation features, like being able to navigate by elements and that sort of thing. And I think that's exciting too, because Safari, in my mind, is a really good web browser. Like, I use it all the time. And, you know, to add the extra element navigations and stuff, I think is going to make it, you know, right up there with JAWS support as far as browsing the web, in my opinion.
Now, have you heard anything from Apple in reference to some of their other applications, such as iTunes and GarageBand and stuff like that?
We haven't, but I think the difference between VoiceOver and other screen readers is it's almost always up to the applications to support VoiceOver. And so they didn't include that in the keynote or anything, but I think because it's not a VoiceOver-specific thing, it's more of an application-specific thing.
Right.
So they're probably not going to mention, like, you know, such and such applications are going to work. We'll just have to see with Leopard, like, what happens.
But hopefully, I mean, I think iTunes,
it's, you know, usable now, but it takes some work. You can use most of the features as far as the player, but the music store.
You can't use the music store, which is something I know both of us personally would like to see happen.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
One thing I've been playing with a lot, and I know John Gunn has done a few things in his stuff, is the dashboard.
Uh-huh.
All the various dashboard widgets, and there's some handy things like if you want to do, like, one that I use a lot, because I use the Wikipedia a lot. I'm always looking stuff up on the Wikipedia.
Right.
And there's this tiny little dashboard widget that just allows you to search the Wikipedia. So you know how, you know, you don't have to bring up the whole Wikipedia page and find the search box and whatever, and you just can search the Wikipedia from this little widget. And there's a bunch of other little widgets that, you know, like currency converters and
there's a weather one.
There's a weather one, and like one that I is kind of neat is the reverse phone lookup thing. Like, if someone calls you and you hear a phone number you don't know who it is, you can punch it in and it'll tell you, you know, whose phone number it is.
Yeah,
and you can actually instantly add that to your address book if you want. So it's a quick way of adding people's contact information.
Okay, so let's just go back for those that may not be aware what the dashboard is. Can you tell us kind of what is the dashboard on the Mac?
Well, the dashboard is kind of like, I don't know what it looks like, but it's basically like this this window that I guess kind of hovers over top. Like, it just pops up and it hovers over what you're doing.
So like on the it's like on the desktop on the Windows side of things, basically.
Yeah, it just pops up, and then there are these things called widgets, and basically what widgets are these just tiny little programs, like little applets.
That I think they kind of float, like they're kind of floating. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, and they do specific things. Like there's a weather one, which I think is what John demonstrated, and there's like ones for finding flight information and finding, like, they're for very specific tasks.
Apple comes with several, and then you can download ones too.
Yeah.
That you were interested in.
Interesting. So now this is probably very similar to the Google Desktop tool, where you can put gadgets on it and stuff like that, which is completely inaccessible mm-hmm. right now on the Windows side. And Vista is going to have a feature similar to this. Mm-hmm. It's going to be called the Sidebar or something like that. And so this is very intriguing to me that Apple has actually made this part of the operating system accessible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's mainly just HTML. Like, the widgets are mainly HTML.
HTML, CSS, and JavaScript.
So if people label them correctly, and that's really the issue, too, is, you know, people have to label things
right.
correctly, and I think that's where we need to get involved with the developers and just make sure they know, you know, what makes things accessible for us as far as Mac users. So.
Well, yeah, like some of these widgets that I've downloaded, you know, haven't been labeled, but because they're just HTML, and, you know, I've actually been able to go in and put some alt tags in and make
right.
them accessible.
Oh,
so.
Nice.
Because the source code is there, so you can just look at it.
Yeah.
One of the interesting things about Windows is, of course, that you cannot do an install of the operating system with speech at all. A narrator has to have, of course, a sound card available to it, and that really doesn't happen until after hardware detection, which is pretty much the last step of a Windows installation. So one of the questions that I had was, can you actually perform a Mac install with speech?
Oh, yeah. Once you boot up your OS X disk, you press Command F5, speech comes right up, and you can do the install completely on your own.
Command F5 turns on VoiceOver.
And it starts talking, and you do the install, and it
Now, have you had to do this?
I had a problem with my Mac at the outset, and I did have to do it, and I had no trouble. So
That's great.
One thing we should mention, too, that we really was impressed with was, when you turn on the computer, when you first get the computer and you turn it on, it says Apple has, OS X Tiger has a screen reader built in called VoiceOver. If you want more information, press a certain key. And then it'll take you through a tutorial, like an interactive tutorial that teaches you what you need to know to set up your computer, to go through the setup assistant, and that sort of thing. I thought that was really cool.
Can you give us some resources that, you know, obviously now that you've been using the Mac for quite a while and you've probably been researching it quite a bit before you made some purchases, there's obviously some good resources, and I know of at least one that you're directly involved with, and I think there's a few others that you'll probably want to mention too. For those that want to get more information about VoiceOver and get involved in the community, can you give us some information?
Okay, well, first of all, Holly and I have been doing a podcast for a short while, and we're calling it the Screenless Switchers. And it you can find it at www.screenlessswitchers.com.
There's also a mailing list that we're involved with, and it's called Mac Visionaries, and it's at www.macvisionaries.com.
One aspect of the Mac which is really cool that Holly and I were both impressed with is, you know, because the operating system is built right in there, we had a chance to go to an Apple store recently. And it's an experience that neither of us have ever had before, is, you know, to be at a computer store and walk up to any computer and turn speech on and have, you know, full access to it.
That was a really cool experience.
You know, that's something that, you know, I've never... Because, I mean, yeah, there's narrator, but have full access to everything. And, you know, actually be able to try out a computer at the store is something that, you know, to me at least, is something I've never been able to do before.
Yeah.
So I think it's definitely something. So if anyone, you know, has a chance to use an Apple, you know, go up to an Apple and play with it a little bit.
Now, how do you start speech on the Mac so that people, you know, if they're at an Apple store, they can start, you know, play with it?
Command F5 on a regular keyboard, and then FN Command F5.
Yeah, the command key is where the Alt key would be on a PC keyboard. It's right to the left of the space.
Okay.
Bar. So, and the other thing I would say about the Mac is, if you're going to try the Mac and VoiceOver, don't, you know... One thing to remember is that VoiceOver isn't JAWS and Mac isn't Windows. So if you don't, you know, if you go with a whole bunch of preconceptions, then I don't think you're going to find your experience as rewarding.
Because it's not the same at all. And it's a very good alternative, but you kind of have to scrap what you already know and just sort of learn from scratch.
Well, it's mainly Windows versus Linux. I mean, it's that sort of a major difference, right? I mean, to compare Windows to the Mac is not really fair. I mean, it's really a totally different user experience.
That's right.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, I really think Apple really should be commended for the work that they've done. I mean, they're providing for, you know, an entry-level student, you know, direct access to, you know, everything that the Mac provides, you know, almost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.